Picture this. It's 7 p.m. on a Tuesday evening. Your kids are asking for a movie. You've got maybe 90 minutes before bedtime routines kick in, and you're staring at your streaming apps knowing that family-friendly doesn't always mean what it used to. You've been burned before by movies that seemed safe, but had you reaching for the remote 20 minutes in. What if I told you there's a movie that's been sitting there for 35 years that delivers real action without any of the stuff that makes you second-guess your choices? The original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles isn't just clean entertainment. It's got the kind of depth that'll have your family talking about it long after the movie's over. Welcome to Wholesome TV Picks, where we skip the endless scroll and get straight to the clean entertainment that brings your family together without the guesswork. I'm Jennifer, your personal guide to movies and shows that won't leave you questioning whether they're really family-friendly. So let's talk about why this 1990 classic deserves to be on your next family movie night list. In the next 10 minutes, you'll hear exactly why this works for kids 8 and up, the surprisingly powerful themes about real versus fake family that even adults will appreciate, and everything parents need to know about content, including how they handle one kiss scene. Here's what makes this movie special for families like yours who are tired of taking chances on entertainment. The original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is incredibly clean compared to what passes for family entertainment today. Nobody dies, there's no blood or gore. The strongest language you'll hear is the D word used exactly twice. It's like the filmmakers actually cared about creating something families could enjoy together without anyone having to cover eyes or scramble for the remote. The story centers on four turtle brothers: Leonardo, Donatello, Michelangelo, and Raphael. Trained in martial arts by their wise rat father figure, Master Splinter, when investigative reporter April O'Neil stumbles onto the story of a mysterious gang terrorizing New York City, she gets caught up in the turtles' world. The villain, Shredder, leads this criminal organization called the Foot Clan by recruiting vulnerable teenagers, promising them family and belonging. When Shredder kidnaps Splinter, the Turtles must team up with April and hockey stick-wielding Casey Jones to rescue their father figure and stop the gang's reign of terror. Now, here's what struck me most about this movie and why it's perfect for families dealing with real-world challenges. These aren't just action heroes throwing punches for no reason. The Turtles only fight when there's a real purpose: protecting people or stopping crime. They're heroes in the truest sense, just like the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers we talked about back in episode 18. If you want more positive role models for your children, that episode on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers shows another group of heroes who use their powers to protect people. But here's where this movie gets really good. When the villainous Shredder kidnaps Master Splinter, the whole story becomes about a rescue mission that tests everything their father figure taught them. And what exactly did Splinter teach them? There's this powerful scene where Splinter sits down with Raphael and says, "I have tried to channel your anger, Raphael, but more remains. Anger clouds the mind. Turned inward, it is an unconquerable enemy." The wisdom in that moment is so powerful. He's teaching that anger becomes your worst enemy when you let it consume you from within. Isn't that the truth? And isn't that something so important for our children to learn? Here's where the movie gets really smart about family dynamics. Shredder is a master manipulator who preys on angry, lost kids. He looks at vulnerable teenagers and tells them, "I am your father now." He recruits them by offering belonging, but it's fake family built on using people. That's exactly what happens to Danny, a teenage boy who gets pulled into the Foot Clan, Shredder's gang, because his relationship with his own dad is rocky. Shredder offers him what feels like family, but later Danny receives a lesson from Splinter that changes his entire perspective about what real family actually means. Casey Jones sees right through Shredder's manipulation. He looks at these kids, the gang members, and says, "You call this?" as he's pointing around the warehouse they're standing in. "And that down there, the guy that Casey just knocked unconscious, family?" So he says, you call this here and that down there family? And he just waves his hands up in the air and like he's telling them, you guys are nuts. These people don't care about you. It's a moment that shows the difference between people who use you and people who actually love you. The turtle brothers themselves feel like real siblings. You almost forget they're turtles. Leonardo says the following hurtful phrase to Raphael after an argument. Good, go, we don't need you. And when Raphael gets seriously hurt afterward, the guilt Leonardo feels is overwhelming. It's the kind of sibling dynamic your own kids may recognize. Then there's this beautiful moment where Splinter tells Danny, all fathers care for their sons. Simple words, and they pack an emotional punch. I think especially for families working through strained relationships. What really impressed me rewatching this is the craftsmanship. The turtle costumes, they're all incredible. You forget you're watching people in suits because the expressions and movements feel so real. The actors themselves describe it like Navy SEAL training. They were in 70-pound costumes, barely able to see through pinhole slits, sweating like crazy in North Carolina heat for 8 weeks. But that shared struggle created something magical among them. As the actor who played Raphael put it, the physical challenges invited us to bring our soul to the performance. You can feel that dedication coming through the screen. It makes you wonder why modern movies abandoned practical effects for CGI when this looks so much more authentic. If you're curious how I've compared CGI to old school effects in other movies, check out last week's episode on The Black Stallion and episode 23 on Operation Dumbo Drop. There's plenty of lighthearted moments too. The Turtles' pizza obsession and Michelangelo's classic Cowabunga! The staying power of this movie is just incredible. One recent reviewer shared that they must have watched it over 100 times, and you know what? It's still one of my favorite movies, and it absolutely holds up. One of the actors recently shared something that really captures why families are still drawn to this movie 35 years later. The actor who played Donatello said, I was so proud to be a part of it because it was so silly and playful, and in such a good way, and there was so much quiet. So much space in the movie. That was back in the day where kids couldn't wait to run outside and have their imaginations free. As opposed to today, where they're getting their imaginations manipulated by content and screens. When he talks about quiet and space in the movie, it reminds me of what I said about The Black Stallion. There's power in those still moments where characters just exist together. Modern content rarely gives families that kind of breathing room. So what are you and your kids walking away with here? Kids see that real strength comes from self-control, not just throwing punches. They learn that authentic family is built on love and sacrifice, not empty promises. And honestly, both kids and parents get reminded that second chances matter. Danny and his father work things out, showing that even broken relationships can heal. About that content parents worry about, this movie has zero romance subplot, which is refreshing. There is one kiss scene at the very end between April and Casey, but the camera actually cuts away right when it's about to happen. No close-up moments where you're trying to fast forward through the scene. This movie proves you can have exciting action without compromising your family's values. It's clean, it's fun, and it gives kids heroes worth looking up to. For families hunting for wholesome entertainment that won't leave you questioning whether it's really family-friendly, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles delivers. It's been bringing families together for 35 years because it reminds us that choosing to do right, especially when it's hard, is what real heroes do. If this recommendation just saved you from another 30-minute scroll through streaming apps tonight, do me a favor and share this episode with a friend who's also tired of taking chances with Netflix or YouTube. And if you want these wholesome picks delivered straight to your inbox so you never have to wonder, what should we watch again? Join my email list at wholesometvpicks.com/start here. Your future Friday night self will thank you. That's it for today's episode. Next week, we're kicking off October with something that'll have your kids asking incredible questions about science. I'm diving into a show that explores the microscopic world around us. Creatures so small, you can't see them. But so fascinating, they'll change how your family looks at everyday life. It's educational, completely family safe, and might just spark your kids' interest in biology. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your week, and I'll catch you in the next episode.